Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sharp and Benning in the morning on 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com, and the 1620 The Zone app.
8:31 in the morning at the end of the work week. Jimmy Allen for Gary Sharp, Rob Love in for Damon Benning. Mike Sauter in for Mike Sauter this morning. Mike, how was your day as hectic as you thought it was going to be?
No.
Good. That's what I wanted to hear. I'm happy you guys got everything taken care of. Kiddos are all good?
Yeah, everything's good.
Fantastic, man. Hey, a little bit of a changeup. There's a couple extra games in week zero of high school football this year. Are you happy with that? Do you like the structure in which they added to week zero this year?
Yeah, I mean, it really, really puts a spotlight on Prep and Bellevue West. And then, you know, North Platte, Papio South, I think Fremont Columbus is week zero too. In, you know, the Class A, I guess, games, and but the Prep, you know, Prep Bellevue West, I think, is a pretty big game to start the year. I think there'd be a lot of attention, one, given to that one, and two, paid attention to that one. So two teams that have state title aspirations, frankly. So I think both teams are one of probably seven that can have a legit shot to get it done.
Mike, I'm a worst of first fan. Who do you think could be a potential? They're not necessarily they have to be worst last year in Class A, but is there anyone on your radar that could be a potential worst of first team this year for a state title run?
Yeah, well. I don't know about, you know, making
or postseason,
run,
postseason.
Make it playoff run.
Yeah.
I could say, like, making it to the playoffs, maybe that haven't in a while or,
right.
You know, it's been a long time, something like that.
There you go.
I'd put Brian in that conversation.
Ooh, okay.
Omaha Brian. Mm.
That's actually one of the things I was going to bring up, too. I mean, you obviously have the ability to talk to a bunch of coaches across the board with everything you do with NAB Preps and the Mike Sauter Show and all that. Is there anybody that you talk to coach-wise that maybe you weren't as high on their team before speaking to them, but after the conversation you felt a little bit better about where they're going to be this year?
Not really, because the kind of coach's corner conversations aren't necessarily about their team, right? It's not about the year. It's more about their culture and them as a person and a program and stuff. So it's a little bit deeper than just kind of, you know, what your season outlook is going to be. But I will say in Class B, I think Omaha Gross is going to be a team that will win some games and be a top 10 team and be really good. I think Gross is pretty good and has a chance to kind of make a nice run in Class B. And it's been a while for them. But I do think that they're, you know, I'm not sure if you can call them sleeper in Class B, but they're one of those teams. And I think Blair is kind of on the comeback, right? Like, I think they're going to have a nice year too, or have a chance to have a nice year too.
When Rob asked that question, the first team I thought of was Omaha Bryan as well. How much of that is because of how much they impressed at the locker room camp?
That's what it is.
Okay.
The locker room camp, they did a tremendous job. They were, they're just really well organized. They have enough athletes. They don't have the depth that, you know, coaches would like. And every coach will tell you they don't have enough depth. But I think that they've done a really nice job. And I think that they can, I'm not saying they're winning a state title or anything, but what I am saying is it's been, you know, forever since Brian's made the playoffs. So I think they could, you know, maybe have potential to sneak into, you know, the playoffs somewhere, which would be a pretty big feat for them.
Speaking of camps and summer work that the players have been putting in this season, this offseason, Who are some players that you are excited to get a glimpse of week zero slash one?
Yeah, I've been to seven practices now, six practices since Monday. I'm planning on going to Miller South today or this afternoon. So I'm excited to see them, see what they look like. Obviously, it's different. Ty Wisdom's a new coach, taking over for Andy Means. Cam Cozall is playing baseball right now for like Team USA stuff. So
wow.
I don't think he'll be there, and he's going to be the starting quarterback. So kind of what do they have behind him? The system changed. The staff kind of changed too. So I think Millard South is the one I'm most excited about because I don't know as much about them. You kind of already know, Gretna's going to be good. Westside's going to be good. Bellevue West's going to be good. Prep is really good. Prep is really good. Mm-hmm. I was there yesterday afternoon, and their offensive and defensive line is really good. It's the best that I've seen so far. I'm going to try and get out to Elkhorn South on Monday to watch them, but their Prep's front is definitely the best I've seen. I don't think anyone questions that at all either. They return their top seven offensive linemen from last year, and for a high school, that's quite a bit.
It so, is, yes.
So we're
hey for college. That's quite that. A bit.
Any level, yeah.
Nebraska might take that these days.
Well, Nebraska might take Sam Sledge today if they could have him.
You ain't wrong.
That kid's pretty dang good.
Man, we had him in studio, and you've obviously been in here, and those two whiteboards were the guys kind of write out their week set. He took almost up a
out.
Whole
yeah.
one of them by himself.
Yeah.
That's a big he's boy.
He's really good. I know Super Sixes and whatever and all that stuff is going to come out in the next couple days or so or week.
You think Shamar Brown finds himself on that list?
But I think he's if not the best back in Class A, then I'm not quite sure who would be better. He's pretty good, and he can run for a lot of yards,
especially behind that offensive line.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So And he's tough and physical. He can catch it too. Maybe it's just recency bias here, but I was very impressed with Prep, and I think they're going to be really, really good. And their first two games, Prep's first two games are pretty tough. You have, week zero against Bellevue West, and then week one is the rivalry game against the red team, and is what I think it's called in Westside. So, if Prep can go 2-0, if Prep can go 1-1, that's good. If they can go 2-0, that's even better. If their first five games are really, really tough too. So, that's they got a challenge. They got to stay healthy. But I think they're pretty good. I went to Bellevue West the other day, went back kind of to them, saw them, and they have a few. There's obviously, receiver is always going to be good there. Here's a name. He's going to have a really big year for them, if he stays healthy and everything. At the wide receiver position, and it's not Davon Hall, and it's not Kyrell Jordan. Mm. It's Ben Goodwater.
Yeah, that's actually somebody when we had Daniel Kalen in studio brought up specifically.
Yeah, he's gonna have a big year. Like, he's got a chance to have a big year for them.
Hey, what do you think Bennington looks like post Dylan Mostek?
I think they'll be pretty good. I mean, Isaac Connor's is a all Class B All State or whatever you want to name it. First team guy as a receiver. Cale Bird is probably in the conversation of one of the best quarterbacks in Class B, and maybe one of the best in the state, but I think they're going to be just fine. They have their numbers are really good. Saw them quite a bit in June. I think they're going to be they'll be fun. They'll look obviously look different. Dylan Mossick was broke every record. So I think they'll kind of throw it around, chuck it around a little bit, maybe more. So we'll see how that goes. They still have a bunch of really good athletes, and they're definitely in the conversation in B. I think B is kind of you start with Scott's Bluff. They're so good. And Scott's Bluff, and then you're like your Scutts and Benningtons and Northwest and stuff like that, because Aurora dropped down to C1. So good luck. C1.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, that probably wraps that up.
Still got to play the games, but
right.
Aurora is really good. And C1's really tough. Ashland Greenwood in C1 is a team, and I'm going to go see them on Monday morning. So you have Ashland Greenwood, Pierce will be back because Abram Schulting and Ben Bramer are obviously good. Abram Schulting was their quarterback. McCook went to C1 too. Lakeview returns. They're not going to be quite as good at the beginning of the year. Lost a lot of talent from last year's team, but they'll be in the conversation. Lakeview, the defending, I guess, their team that won the state championship last year in C1, goes to Ashland Greenwood in week one. So
Coach Thompson really likes his team this year too.
Yeah, they're good. They're pretty good. They were good last year. They'll be definitely in the mix for sure. I'm kind of excited to get out and see them on Monday. And when I go to practices, I write these practice reports. I'm not there for 5 minutes to take a picture and say I was there. I'd like to kind of dive in a little deeper and be there the whole time and kind of on the field and watching and, talking to coaches, obviously, and a little bit of players and things. So it's just gives me a better feel for what I am planning on seeing or kind of can see as the season comes along.
Kind of sticking with that theme of players and their seasons, is there anyone that you feel is not getting, not really, it doesn't have to be national recruiting attention, but it could be regional. But is there somebody that makes a big jump this year and gets on the recruiting map here locally?
Yeah, I think Sam Sledge is severely underrated.
Okay.
Already talked about that. I think he's phenomenal. Let's see. I think Caleb Benning's gonna pop more.
Mm-hmm.
He is such a good football player.
Yes.
I mean, he's a really good athlete. He's so smart.
Caleb is very instinctual on the field.
And on the court.
Yeah.
And on the court, by
yeah,
the way.
On the basketball court as well.
Yeah. He is. I was there Monday morning. It's a 6 a.m. practice, right? Like, it's, first practice, I get it, energy, everything. He is so good. His football IQ is off the chart. I think he probably deserves a little more kind of juice. One reason why he probably hasn't so far from a national, perspective is, he hasn't gone to the camps and the this and that. He hasn't done that because he hasn't needed to, and I don't know if he'd ever find time. Because he's just the multi-sport guy, but I think
Damon's out of town every week with him.
Right. So a guy that should get more run, I'll give you two, and senior. So Corbett Dema from Gretna is really, really good and plays with a super high motor. He is great. He got some D2 kind of stuff right now as far as recruiting is concerned. I love him. I loved him last year. I thought he was fantastic. So I think he's one that in the senior class. And then Teddy Prosk's brother Henry is another guy. I'm kind of excited to see them on Monday with see what that looks like, I guess, defensively for them, because you have Maverick Noonan, and I think Henry last year kind of played opposite of him, but he's big, strong, kind of make a name for himself guy. So I think those are two sort of guys that that should kind of have a little more juice, if you will.
Mike Slaughter from NBU Preps joining us here on Sharp and Betting in the Morning. Kind of sticking with that theme of guys that maybe get some attention this year. It's kind of hard at 1-9, but we had the new head coach of Mount Michael in with Alan Burrell, and the things are changing that program. Have you had a chance to see Connor Keneally yet?
I have not. Well, they're at our 7-on-7 event. So in June, or in, what is that, late June, July. In a game setting or practice, no, not yet.
That's a kid that I'm excited to see what he can do in his senior campaign.
Right. I know Coach Burrell talked to me. When we talked, he said, you know, that, hey, you got to watch out for this kid. Like, he's coming. He's good. He just needed a little bit more kind of attention and get his name out there and stuff like that. So we'll see, you know, what that looks like. Got to have a line in front of him a little bit.
Do you have a list of games that you're going to attend in week one and where you plan on being at for that week?
No, I don't know yet. My Pinnacle Bank game of the week is kind of a fan vote where to send me. So I don't know. Not sure yet. So I know week zero, obviously I'll be at Prep Bellevue West. And after that, I'm not sure, but I think, you know, two of the options will be the Prep West Side game and then Ashland Greenwood and Lakeview, I think, will be another option on week one. But I'm outside of that, I'm not sure yet. I haven't looked that deep, I guess.
We'll get you out of here.
I got to get to a couple of softball and volleyball games before that.
We'll get you out of here on this. Who are the top three teams in Class A right now?
Probably how it should start. It will start. I think you got to start with Gretna just because of the return, you know, state champs and have the quarterback and Zane Flores and that. For me, if I was doing it, I would probably go Prep West Side 2-3, give or take either way. So that's how I would start the year, I guess, and feel comfortable doing it that way.
That's Mike Sutter from NBU Preps. Mike, thanks for bailing on me this morning.
Yep.
Have a good one, Sutter.
Thanks, Mike.
But he was supposed to fill in this morning, but he had some stuff come up, and I was 100% kidding there. It's perfectly fine. I'm more than happy to spend another morning with Rob Love. Glad that he had time to talk to us, though, because I think this football season is very exciting, and Mike is obviously the absolute best at what he does. Thank you to Mike for joining us. I'm Jimmy Allen in for Gary Sharp. That is Rob Love in for Damon Benning this morning, 8:50 on a Friday morning. We're gonna wrap up the third hour, get into the last leg of this race that I've been running all week here on Sharp Betting in the Morning.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.